Attention! Army wives, fall in!
You're tuned to the Internet Talk Radio Show designed specifically for Army Wives. Our life, our family, our soldier.
Brought to you by the Army Wife Network. Interactive empowerment for Army Wives. It's Army Wife Talk Radio. Up-to-the-minute information is right here with special reports, stories, interviews, and more.
Now reporting for duty, your host, the AWN Core Team.
Well, hello out there, Army families, and welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio, the internet podcast designed specifically for you by the Army Wife Network Core Team. And this is show 453. Whew, we made it to January. I'm your host, Tara Crooks.
And I'm your co-host, Paula Swanson. Today is Monday, January 6, 2014, and we're glad that you've decided to hang out here with us tonight.
Very glad, very glad. So, hey, guys, there's always a party going on here at Army Wife Network, and we have stepped it up a notch this year. If you're listening to our show live right now, you can join us in our Twitter party chat. It's over at twitter.com/Army Wife Network. The AWN Core Team has some fun discussion taking place, and you are going to be using hashtag Army Wife to participate and track and ask questions. You're not going to want to miss out because we got some goodies for you tonight.
Absolutely. And tonight's show is brought to you by the AWN Core Team. And just a little facts here for you. Did you know that the AWN Core Team consists of all volunteers? We are a collective group of new and seasoned Army wives and military community members, and we're on a mission to empower the journeys of those who follow. Yep, we all have our families, whether it includes children, young or grown, grandchildren. Yes, one of us actually has one. or our pets, and we are all a bunch of pet-loving families. There are a few of us that also maintain full-time jobs outside of the home in addition to our volunteer work. But the thing about it is we have a passion for serving, and we strive to represent you, our military families, and, of course, ourselves with dignity and grace. But bottom line, we do. We love what we do. And we love you, our fans, and our listeners and supporters. And so we just want to take this opportunity to thank you for our listeners and the fans for the encouragement, the contributions, and, of course, the support that you continue to do with AWN. So we just want to thank you and let you know that tonight's show is brought to you by us, the AWN Core Team.
Yay! Yay, Core Team, and yay, show. And, yeah, we're going to be, I know, I probably wrote this in here somewhere, and I'm probably getting ahead of myself and repeating, but we're going to be giving away two $5 Starbucks gift cards tonight. All you have to do is be on the Twitter party and answer a question as we are talking. So be sure that you're following along there so we can get you your prize. Yeah, almost instantaneously. We're going to do a coffee tweet. It'll work out great. All right, so tonight we have got Kathy Hightower and Holly Scher. These are two of my very favorite people in the world. I'm very excited to kick off the year with them. They are from MilitarySpouseJourney.com. Of course, you recognize them because they are stars and my co-authors from 1001 Things to Love About Military Life. But tonight we're talking about their book, which has been brought back out again as Military Spouse Journey. You may recognize it from being Help on a Military Spouse. I Want a Life, and Then I Get a Life, Too. And now Military Spouse Journey, brought to you out by Elva Risa Publishing. We've got them tonight, so follow along with them over at MilitarySpouseJourney.com, and we'll be talking about them over there at Twitter as well. We've got the Me Minute tonight, but before we get to that, we have some catching up to do. So, co-host Paula, what did you do for the holidays? I haven't talked to you for 3 weeks. I came back to work today, and Kristen said, what a day. I have so many social media updates that my phone's going to blow up, and something about, and my email box has gone crazy, and I said, yeah, 90% of that is me. I came back to work today. I did good, didn't I? You kept asking me for things, and I'm like, Paula, January 6th. And I know everybody thinks that I'm just mean. But I really am addicted to work, and I it was like an alcoholic with no alcohol. I had to go into some sort of detox, but I did good. I took off almost 2.5 weeks.
and you know what? And you need to. And so that's what's a lot of fun about it. You know, I try to do that. I'm not always successful with it, but I try. But let's see. We've had kind of an eventful last couple of weeks. We had a pretty eventful Christmas, but a very uneventful New Year, which is okay with me. Christmas Day, we were on our way to my grown daughter's house, daughter and son-in-law and grandson, and to kind of have, you know, all of my kids in one place and for us to join and have a nice Italian dinner. My son-in-law is Italian, and so we had decided to have Italian dinner, and I made two great big pans of lasagna and, you know, really pumped up and excited about it. And about 3 miles from my daughter's house, we were involved in a car accident. My car is totaled. Thank God we were not, you know, anybody seriously injured or anything like that. The gentleman came from the right, ran a stop sign, and there was no way that I could avoid him. And so I ended up T-boning him. And in the process, you know, totaling my car out. But again, thankfully, nobody was seriously injured. You know, I got my legs banged up a little bit because my side of the car in front of it kind of took the brunt of it. But thankfully, there was not another car coming the opposite direction, or it would have been really bad.
Yeah, seriously.
So that was, that was our eventful Christmas. But I will tell you that the lasagna survived both pans. you know,
that's pretty good.
Yeah,
because that's what's important. So you fed the people at the ER, or what? What did you do with the lasagna?
Yeah, well, because we were only a few miles from my daughter's house, and of course, all of my kids were already over there and that sort of stuff. It was a kind of a steady stream of my daughter and son-in-law came first, and then my son and one of my other daughters came and unloaded my car because, of course, we had it packed with all the presents and the food and all that sort of stuff. So, and then my oldest daughter rode with me because I had to make a little trip to the ER just to get some x-rays and that sort of stuff. We ended up eating about 8 o'clock that night, but it was still good, and we had a good time, and, you know, just thankful. So needless to say, our New Year's was very uneventful, so much so that I think I was in bed at 10 p.m. I hate to say it, but it is true. Really more for that is because I watched my grandson on New Year's Day because my daughter and son-in-law both had to work. They're in healthcare. Of course, that's a 24-hour-a-day job. So I went and spent New Year's Day with my grandson, which was pretty fun. And now just, you know, trying to get back into that normal work schedule. It's been nice working for the state. They are very very generous when it comes to the holidays, Christmas and New Year's. So we actually get like Christmas Eve, Christmas Day off, and then New Year's Eve, New Year's Day off. So I had 2 weeks where I would work a day, have 2 days off, go back and work 2 days, and then have the weekend off. So it was nice. It was nice. So now I'm just trying to get back into that normal work schedule. And then I guess
finally...
Yeah,
and I'll tell you what, it's a difference. It's a change, isn't it?
It is, but it's okay. It's okay. But I think our biggest news out of the whole holiday thing, and anybody that kind of follows me or is a friend of mine or whatever on Facebook saw the big announcement from my daughter.
Yes, I saw.
It is. The big announcement from my daughter and son-in-law that every band needs a fourth member. So my daughter, son-in-law, and grandson are expecting another baby. So
woo!
I am going to be a Granna times two. So we're excited about that.
And you say Granna, not kinda... grandma. And we call you hot grandma,
yeah.
But we need to call you hot Granna.
Yeah, I'm a Granna. I just have a thing. I can't go with the grandma thing. But I've got Granna.
Grandma for you, huh?
Yeah, I just can't. I just can't do the grandma thing.
I can't do it, I tell you.
Too cute.
Can't do it. So what about you? You had a pretty busy time, didn't you?
Yeah, I was really busy. But a good in a good
tell
way,
us about
a good
it.
A good thing. So we had a good time. You know, we did Christmas here. My mom ended up flying in instead of driving with my stepdad because he needed to stay with his dad was not doing really well, and I don't know if he's better or not. I haven't talked to him in the last couple of days. So my mom flew down, and so we did Christmas here, and then we drove back to Missouri and had New Year's in Missouri. And I will say, because I know that none of these people are listening, that there comes a point in your life where you're like, you know what? I really kind of wish I was stayed home. Not stayed home in Missouri, but just maybe not gone to Missouri. I mean, I'm glad we went to Missouri, but we stayed too long. And I think even Kevin said the same thing. You know, we're both kind of like, you know what? Everybody wanted to get back to, you know, I don't know, in our heads, we were staying longer because we were going to do so many other things and see so many other people. And the point is that they really were busy. And, you know, and every year they're like, oh, you should stay longer. Oh, you should stay longer. And then, you know, one year we stay longer and everybody's doing something.
And it just doesn't work out.
Yeah, it just did not work out. So we would have been better coming back and, sorry, had to pound some lip gloss. Coming back and doing stuff here at the house, but we still had a good time. We got back on Thursday and had the weekend. I thought that I was going to go back to work on Monday and it was going to be nice and quiet around here, but the girls don't go back until tomorrow, which is really weird. But I guess it's good because the teachers have a chance to get things done and then get ready for a class, I guess, is the story. I don't really know the story, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with that theory. We did all kinds of fun stuff, though, for Christmas, and I really enjoyed that 2.5 weeks. I told Chloe today because she goes, I hate it when my daddy works, and I hate it when you work. And I'm like, I understand that's frustrating for you. I said, but you know what? Mommy hasn't worked in 2.5 weeks. That's not true. I'm like, yeah, dude, it is. I don't know if you realize it or not, but I haven't been at work. And she's like, huh, and I'm like, you know, all those fun things, and if I had to go back through the list of fun things that we've done, oh, yeah. So, I think tonight when Kevin came home, because she cried probably twice today, two, three times, for Daddy, because she wanted to know why he had to go to work and why couldn't he be home, because she was home. So in her head, you know, is what it's supposed to be. So when he came home, he set her down and, you know, gave her a hug and played there for a few minutes and then explained to her, you know, Daddy has to go to work or otherwise we don't have any money, you know. So
yeah,
we don't get to do this and we don't get to do that. And she's like, oh, okay, so they're spending some time together tonight. Otherwise, that's about it. I mean, we had a great vacation and it was really relaxing and nice, and I was really, as much as I love, Military Spouse Magazine today, they published 35 Reasons Why We're Glad Christmas Is Over. Or the holidays are over. And I looked at all that and I thought, well, you know, like, I guess I'm glad that they're over, but those aren't the reasons. I'm glad that they're over because even a good thing can last for so long that then it becomes mundane and every day. And I love Christmas and I love the holidays and everything that goes with them. But if you did it all the time, then it wouldn't be special. So I'm ready to move into the new year and ready to see what 2014 brings, but I will miss Christmas. I love it. It's my favorite season. But now it's time for Heart Day. Oh, and seriously, Valentine's Day must be right around the corner because Walmart already has out Valentine's candy. Have you seen that?
I saw somebody putting it out. When was that? Over the weekend.
Dude, I walked around the corner. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And the guy just laughed. And I said, seriously, people, we haven't even had a chance to, like, do Christmas yet. Let us close that out before you start putting candy out. But I guess that's what you do. You get all that stuff done and get it all out there. That's what you do. I mean, being that they're probably ready for it since Christmas stuff was out, what, September?
Oh, it was out at the, It was out
at
Halloween, too. So,
yeah, I think it came out late September or early October. So, yeah.
Yeah,
all right. Well, anyway,
right.
That's what we had going on around here. Let's catch up with what was going on around AWN. Let's do our AWN happenings here.
Army Wives, it's not your grandma's army anymore.
The military, in this day and age, plays a whole different tune. Army Wife Network is listening. We are interactive empowerment for Army Wives. A network of Army Wives band together by the power of social media. Army Wives supporting each other by utilizing the array of resources available from military and civilian-led support systems. Here's what's going on at Army Wife Network this week.
At ease and check it out.
All righty. Well, our hot military or non-military conversation topic it's really, really cold in a lot of places across the United States, and that's a big story this week. Besides the fact that we're going to talk about the Keep Your Promise, which is also a very hot topic, but yeah, what's it like where you are?
Oh, it's about 7 degrees, which is very, very cold for Nashville. School has been canceled today and tomorrow because it's so cold. These people just can't deal with it. So it's actually right now, I just pulled it up. It's 8 degrees, but it feels like -8 degrees.
I'll have to look. See, now I'm going to have to look. Let's see. Today in Missouri, the high was 5. I do know that because my mom told me how cold it was. I'm looking up on the Weather Channel right now what it is in Texas. It is 23 right now in Texas.
Wow.
That's cold for Texas people. We're not used to that. But it's not that cold in my room because I have the heater on, and I was just thinking to myself, it's hot in here. Well, we did have some hot topics on AWN this week. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. We actually had on the blog, on lovingasoldier.com blog, you can stop complaining now. And this was a great post by Emily, and it resolved that she and her son were going to hunt the good stuff this year. And this I thought was really cute. And to never watch Caillou again. Now,
I've never in a million years thought that a blog about a Disney character would make people so mad.
Absolutely. But, you know, here's kind of the funny thing about that is had I not spent New Year's Day with my grandson, I don't know that I would have even known who Caillou is. He watched it, and, of course, now I'm going back after reading Emily's post and going, oh, yeah, that kid is annoying. So it's a really good post, but you're right. Boy, did it bring out some comments. Oh, my goodness. So, anybody that wants to go over and take a look at that, go to lovingasoldier.com, and it's You Can Stop Complaining Now, and that was Emily's post. It was posted on January 2nd. So go over and take a look. It really was a good posting, though.
Absolutely.
But definitely a hot topic.
Yeah, definitely a hot topic. You would never think that would be something that everybody would freak out about, but they absolutely did. Go, Emily. Go, Emily. All right, so social media roundup. We've got a lot of social media going on over at Army Wife Network. You know this, facebook.com/Army Wife Network, twitter.com/Army Wife Network, pinterest.com/Army Wife Network, and youtube.com/AWTR. So what we're going to do each week on our new show format, by the way, this is our new show format. It's only an hour. We are going to feature one. And so what we're going to talk about tonight is our Facebook page. And so if you've been liking the graphics that you see on our AWN Facebook page, speaking of, go, Emily. Those are all done by the Miss M's. We also have an AWN graphics board on Pinterest, so you should go take a look, like, or repin one of our pins over there. There's all kinds of stuff besides our graphics as well. It's at pinterest.com/Army Wife Network, and we've got quite a few followers. We'd love to have you follow, too. And last but not least, before we talk about our PSA this evening, this is kind of a PSA for you. I want to make sure that we get the Keep Your Promise information out that we were given today. We are part of the Keep Your Promise Alliance. Congress is back, and so are we. Town Hall is this Tuesday. That's tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. In order to watch and get informed via the Town Hall, you just need to watch the Keep Your Promise Facebook page. There's going to be a live stream there. And also, you could follow Keep Your Promise, hashtag Keep Your Promise on Twitter and keep up with everything. So be there tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern time for a town hall. We're hoping that the news media and Congress are listening, and I think that's a hope that's going to be true. They've been watching to see what we're doing. So it is a movement that is 15 million strong, got some great organizations that have partnered with us, and we really hope that you will join us. And that is what we have for our roundup. You want to do our PSA?
Sure. Last but of course not least is our public service announcement time. So do you or your business have a military-related PSA? We are limiting those to one per show and ask for them 10 days in advance. If you do, email us at info@armywifenetwork.com and we'll get it out there for you. So information about the end of AKO email access for retirees and family members. The Army is extending the deadline for retirees and family members to access their AKO email account to January 31st, 2014. Previously, the deadline was December 31st of 2013. So Army retirees and family members need to transition from the AKO email to commercially available personal email accounts. AKO recently enabled these users to be able to forward their AKO email to a commercial address. After access to AKO email ends, the Army will close all retiree and family member AKO email accounts and delete all stored email. So AKO will continue to forward the email until December 31st of 2014 for those users who enable this function. You have to go in there and enable it. You need to go in there and clean out your folders and that sort of thing, the things that you have stored there, because once they delete this account, everything will be deleted and you will lose it. So additional information is available at the AKO's migration page for retirees and family members, and we will have that posted. It's being posted in our Twitter feed, but it will also be on our main site of armywifenetwork.com. So that you can go in and do what needs to be done to save whatever information you have there in your AKO email account. And so that's it for our PSA. And now for AWN's News 6 and your headlines. Stay tuned. Janet has the news coming right up after these short commercial breaks.
Army Wife Network is a community on a mission to empower those who follow. We have been your trusted resource for advice and information on this Army journey. Now, AWN is giving you more with the introduction of AWN Shopping. AWN Shopping is a one-of-a-kind online shopping experience. AWN Shopping makes it easy to shop with all your favorite online stores like Kohl's, Old Navy, Target, and more. You can even share great deals or your favorite items with your friends and family. The best part is that you'll just be doing your regular shopping, but you'll be earning money for yourself and for our network through those purchases. Log on to shop.armywifenetwork.com to learn more and start saving while supporting Army Wife Network today.
It's time for the AWTR Live News 6 Report.
Our life, our family, our soldier, news you can use.
Now, with our headlines, it's our own AWN News 6.
Good evening, Army family. This is your News 6, Janet, giving you your need-to-know news. We've been keeping you up to date on changes in pay and benefits here at Army Wife Network, and here's an update on imminent danger pay, also known as IDP. On Friday, the Defense Department announced that many areas will be removed from the list of places where U.S. service members qualify for imminent danger pay. Today, we are announcing the recertification of some locations as imminent danger pay areas, while we are discontinuing that designation for others, a Pentagon spokesman told reporters. Of the areas previously designated for IDP, about one-third were decertified. IDP is intended to provide compensation bonuses to service members deployed in locations that are relatively dangerous. The following land areas and the airspace above them were decertified: Bahrain, Kuwait, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Serbia, and Montenegro. The following land areas were decertified: East Timor, Haiti, Liberia, Oman, Rwanda, Tajikistan, United Arab Emirates, Kyrgyzstan, and Uzbekistan. Now, we've also been following the military drawdown here at AWN, and here's the latest from the top brass. The Army has identified new units for inactivation as part of a sweeping reorganization that will cut 10 brigade combat teams and affect as many as 740 units across the force. The reorganization, one of the most comprehensive organizational changes the Army has undertaken since World War II, is linked with an ongoing effort to cut the Army's end strength by 80,000 soldiers. You are either going to see changes within your unit, or if there isn't a change in your unit, you'll most certainly look to your left and right and see change. A representative of the Force Management Directorate in the Army G-357 Operations stated, "There are about 740 units that will be impacted in the next few years," he went on to say. Added to the list of affected units are the Active Army's two Maneuver Enhancement Brigades, the 1st MEB at Fort Polk, Louisiana, and the 4th MEB at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. The inactivation of these units means the Army's MEBs will reside solely in the Army National Guard and Army Reserve. The Army also is going to convert its Battlefield Surveillance Brigades into a new formation called the Expeditionary Military Intelligence Brigade. The BFSB is a reconnaissance and intelligence gathering unit designed to operate primarily at the division or corps levels. It has two MI battalions and a reconnaissance squadron of scouts. Each BFSB has about 1,300 soldiers. The Army has 10 BFSBs. Only three are in the active Army, and officials had initially announced plans to inactivate the 525th BFSB at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. The 525th, along with the 504th BFSB at Fort Hood, Texas, and the 201st BFSB at Joint Base Lewis-McChord, Washington, will be converted into expeditionary MI brigades. In tonight's Children's Health News Update, a story on toddler sleep patterns. Putting toddlers to bed at a time that's out of sync with their internal body clock could lead to sleep problems, according to a small new study. Researchers analyzed the sleep of 14 toddlers aged 30 to 36 months for 6 nights. They found differences in when children's levels of melatonin, a hormone that affects sleep, started to increase in the evening. Rising levels of melatonin indicate the start of night to the body's biological clock, the researchers said. On average, the toddler's melatonin levels began to rise at about 7:40 p.m., about a half hour before parents put them to bed. The children typically fell asleep about 30 minutes after being put to bed. Several toddlers, however, were put to bed before their melatonin levels began to rise. These kids took 40 to 60 minutes to fall asleep, according to the researchers from the University of Colorado at Boulder. An assistant professor said, "For these toddlers, lying in bed awake for such a long time can lead to the association of bed with arousal, not sleep. This type of response may increase children's lifelong risk for insomnia." Those are your need-to-know news stories for this week. Stay tuned to the Army Wife Network Facebook page for updates throughout the week. This is your News 6 Janet, signing out.
It's wonderful to see the support for America's military personnel today, but let's not forget their families waiting at home. The long, sometimes unexpected separations can create many hardships for the spouses and children of our active duty, Guard, and Reserve forces serving overseas. The American Legion was founded to serve our veterans and their families, and we stand by today, ready to lend a hand. If you or someone you know is a member of an active duty, Guard, or Reserve family in need of assistance, contact the American Legion Family Support Network hotline at 1-800-504-4098 or visit legion.org for more information. We're ready to help in any way we can, whether it be financial assistance, household repairs, or other everyday problems. Please call toll-free 1-800-504-4098.
This message brought to you as a public service of the American Legion and this radio station.
See that latte you have in your cup holder right now? Yeah, you see it. It's got a pretty label and a cardboard koozie thingamajig. Well, do you know that if you simply waited to drink office coffee instead, you could save hundreds of dollars a year? Dollars that could send your kids to college. Just something to think about as that liquid gold spills onto your interior at your next abrupt stop. This has been a message from Military Saves, where saving money is easy once you know where it's been going. To learn more, go to www.militarysaves.org.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio live here on the Army Wife Network. Our live show is broadcast every Monday night. Join us in our live chat room at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. Missed the live show or just can't make it? Don't worry, AWTR is available in archived format 24/7 via our website www.armywifenetwork.com or on iTunes. It's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio, here live on Army Wife Network. I am your host, Tara Crooks.
And I'm your co-host, Paula Swanson. Tonight, we have with us Kathy Hightower and Holly Scherer, authors of Military Spouse Journey, Discover the Possibilities and Live Your Dreams. Kathy and Holly are military spouses who have written and presented workshops for military spouses of all services since 1994. For many years, they co-authored columns in the Air Force, Army, Navy, Marine Corps Times newspapers, Military Spouse Magazine, Military Money Magazine, and at military.com. In addition to their book, they joined forces with two other military spouses that we know quite well here at AWN to publish a wonderful gift book, 1001 Things to Love About Military Life.
Hey, I know them. I know those people.
I would say you
something
do.
Something like that. Holly and Kathy presented their trademark workshops, Follow Your Dreams While You Follow the Military, actually one of the very first things that Star and I did together was this workshop. And they've been doing that for over 18 years all over the United States, Europe, Korea, and Japan. Their encouraging message helps audiences to discover the possibilities to live their own dreams right now amidst the challenges of military life. And we are really excited for them to be here with us tonight to kick off 2014, because who else would you have there to kick off 2014? Right, girls?
Woo, 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 woo.
Happy Woo-hoo. There's the voices I know. There are like the voices in my head.
Oh, thank you so much, Sarah and Paula, for having us here tonight. This is Holly. Thank you, and Happy New Year to both of you.
Hi, Holly.
And then hi from
hey,
me,
Kathy.
This is Kathy.
Absolutely.
Hey. Who's going next?
Oh, I was just making sure that you guys were not – I didn't want to talk over you. You were saying hi. I was just going to let you chat. All right, well, let's kick off by learning a little bit about you now. I know a lot about you, and Paula knows a lot about you through me and through Star and our network, but our listeners may not, and we have a lot of new listeners this evening to kick off the new year with us. So tell us a little bit about each of you. We'll start with Kathy, just where you're calling from tonight and a little bit about your background, and then we'll do Holly.
Well, you'll love where I'm calling from tonight. I am sitting in the parking lot in IKEA. So what can I say? In fact, I was sitting here laughing, thinking about how many military spouses I've talked to who have stories about, doing important interviews. Like, for example, Babette Maxwell had a story about doing a very important interview, sitting on the roadside with her kids in the car screaming because they were in the middle of a move, and she's trying to block the sound so it sounds like she's in a really, you know, professional office.
Yeah, weren't they playing cars or something? I remember this story.
yeah,
they were playing cars or
something
like that.
That's just how our life is, you know. We're very flexible. And
well,
anyway,
run
I live
IKEA
in
and get me one of those cinnamon rolls because they have the best cinnamon rolls in there.
I need that one after this. And it's I'm in Oregon. I'm in Oregon, and I'm a longtime military spouse, 20 moves under my belt. So I figure that sort of counts for something, right? And I don't know what else you want me to say. Let's see. I've been partnering with Holly for all these years, traveling all over doing workshops, loving it, even when things are absolutely crazy in our lives. Sometimes, you know, that happens, even with jet lag in Korea and things like that. But all we have to do is get in front of a group of military spouses, and we come alive and are excited to be there because, you know what, we get to connect quickly. We have so many great resources to share, and if we don't have the resources or ideas, somebody in that audience always does. So it's just so much fun to see people's eyes lighting up when they see possibilities when before they were seeing lots of obstacles. And that's what brings us the greatest fun and joy and satisfaction, I think, in life, is to see people open their eyes to what is possible, because we were sort of there before, you know, seeing impossibilities, complaining, and all of a sudden saying, oh, we can make this happen, just have to go a little different route than we thought. So that's me.
Yeah, well, one thing you did not say, Kathy is also a veteran. I think that makes her so unique as well, is that she also served our country, and she brings that element into our partnership, which I really respect and admire that she has done that for our country. But I'm a longtime military spouse as well. I have two children. Tomorrow they have the day off of school because of cold winds. That's what the school says, is that they will be out. We are in Virginia, and we live out here in Fauquier County, which is west of Washington, D.C. It's kind of a remote area of Washington, D.C., so we are way out here. My husband is now working for the Department of Defense way out here near the mountains. So it's been really a great experience living here in Fauquier County. So we've got from the East Coast, for me and Kathy on the West Coast, and we've got Tennessee here, and we've got Texas here, so I think we've got the whole country covered.
Exactly.
We've got it covered.
And think of how many other places we have covered with listeners, so it is
absolutely
pretty wide expanding.
That's true. We are. By the time you count everybody, then,
absolutely.
All right, well, Military Spouse Journey, Discover the Possibilities and Live Your Dreams. Let's talk about this book. I know that a lot of our listeners are fans of your older book, and this is a revision, a new version, I guess I should say. But is this a memoir?
Not at all. I know.
Somebody
said to me, you know, it sounds like the title, you know, Military Spouse Journey, is about a military spouse. I said, well, it's about the journey itself, and we all have a different journey. I will say that it's not a memoir in the idea of, you know, this is our story. We do intersperse, you know, some examples from our own journey because they're applicable to a point we're trying to make or an example of something. We include stories of many other military spouses of all services when, again, it makes a point or gives an example. It shows how you can do something with your specific dream or goals. And here's one example. So in that sense, there's tiny aspects of memoir to it, but it's really way more a guide, a how-to in a sense. I mean, I hate to say how-to because we're all so different, but it really does have a lot of resources and ideas that can lead you along the path that you're trying to go based on who you are, what your own goals and dreams are. So it has a little bit of memoir just because of the stories, because we know people remember stories, for one thing. But it really is more of a guide for yourself based on who you are as a unique individual. It's full of resources, exercises, life exercises, so that you actually start taking steps and taking action rather than just, you know, thinking about things, but actually write down what you want to be doing and taking steps towards those.
So would you guys say that this is just for new spouses, or is it for everybody, seasoned spouses as well?
Well, I'll answer that. I would say that it is for anybody who is at a point in their life where they think, okay, now what do I want to do in my life? And it can happen at every single move. It can happen when you're a brand new spouse. It can happen after command is over with and you are exhausted and you're trying to figure out what to do next. It could be when you move to a different assignment where you're no longer with troops and now you're with a civilian population. You're going, now what do I do here? And so it's at every different stage as a military spouse that you are, and when you ask that question, now what do I do? And how do I go about what do I want to do in life? So it seems that our spouses who have this path. And that's where I always felt frustrated, that I said, you get to wear, you know what you're going to wear in the morning, you know what you have to do when you get there, you know what, you know, a company commander is, or you know what a first sergeant does, or you know what those jobs are. So you kind of know what your path is going to be, and you know what you want to do next. I had no idea, because I'm constantly moving. And so I felt really frustrated in trying to keep my identity intact and what I was supposed to do at the next step. So every time I moved, I felt like the rug was pulled under me. That's how I was feeling frustrated. And that's when I had met Kathy and listened to her frustrations, and I went, you know, I don't think I'm the only one feeling this way. And I think she is too. And so we decided to dive into the research on happiness, because that's pretty much what it's all about, is we just want to be happy. How do you make yourself happy? But that's, as we looked at the research, went, well, that's fine for normal people, but what about us who have to move all the time, our spouses are deployed all the time, and the lifestyles that we live, what about us? And that's why we decided to interview thousands of other military spouses, say, how do you make this life work for you? How do you do this? And take the research and then add in these interviews, and then to come up with a plan. And we came up with pulled things from the research of how to move forward in this life and give people an idea of how to move forward. So it's really not at that first initial stage unless you're looking for it. I know as a new military spouse, for me, I was independent. I was going to go out there and I was going to find a job. And I was just so excited to be married. All I really cared about what I was going to wear that night when he came home. So a brand new military spouse, I wasn't that interested in. It just seemed as life went on, I got more frustrated. So it's really at whatever stage you are and you ask that question, now what? And that's when,
well, when you're new and it's all exciting and all that jazz and you haven't really settled down, things are still, you know, it's like you're in a holiday. You know what I mean? Everything's still kind of doing its own thing. And then you fall back into this life and you're like, oh, well, I mean, there's got to be more to it than this. What am I going to do for me?
Oh, my God, this is my life? Really? This is it?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, not that there's not that being a soldier's wife and staying home, it does not, you know, I'm not by any means saying that that's not. It's just that some of us want something for ourselves and how to make a life for ourselves. And I know my plans were nothing, absolutely nothing. As a matter of fact, my latest blog was, it's 2014 and nothing that I thought was going to be is. So
yes, I
definitely
loved it.
And let me also say something on this.
I'm sorry, Kathy, go ahead.
Let me just jump in. You know, it really is full of resources. So, it's quite frankly everything we wish we had known early on, because it would have kept us from complaining. You know, again, like you said, the first 3 or 4 years, you're all excited, you're moving, you're trying new things. And then all of a sudden it's like, wait, this is my life. And what's my path? What is my journey? What is my plan with all this? It's the things we wish we had known, because it would have kept us from complaining to our husbands as much as we did early on. And it's also full of important resources for a new spouse to know about, too. You know, we at least share, there's no way to share everything that's available, but we share good places for people to go, like Army Wife Network, so that you can find out what is available to you and you don't waste time, you know, not knowing about things. You know, we keep hearing about spouses who are paying for things they shouldn't be paying for, that they could have had available to them without paying. You know, we get calls all the time from people asking questions, just frantic, and we're like, well, wait, calm down. Here's this. And they're like, wow, really? I had no idea. So there are resources for a new spouse. But I also want to say that for more seasoned spouses, we find new resources all the time, as do you guys. And this book is updated. That's one of the things. We revamped it completely. We sort of changed the whole flow to it. We added many, many new stories, but we also added a lot of new resources. And as we go around doing workshops or talking to people, we'll find a lot of senior spouses who will tell them about resources, and they don't know they exist. Because if you ask once and you hear, like, no, there's nothing in that realm, often you don't ask again. Well, we're, you know, all of us, you guys included, are asking all the time. So I do want to say it's packed full of resources for any stage as well. But I think most of it will, you know, appeal to pretty much any stage of that life. Even for the spouses who are now facing retirement, their husband or wife are retiring, and it's like another whole new life. And so a lot of these exercises it's a good time to do them again, even if you've done them before, because now you're in a next stage, a next phase.
Well, I do think it covers a ton, but what I love about it is the personal experiences, because you can have a guidebook, but to get advice and have someone actually share their journey and their story and information with you is a whole another ballgame. Anyway, it's good stuff, good stuff. So tell us really quick how you two ended up writing this book together. Was it hard to do across the miles?
You don't know.
Well, first I want to say we talked about writing this book for about 10 years before we wrote it. You know, and our husbands finally said, look, either stop talking, you know, stop talking about it or just either write it or stop talking about it, one or the other. So that's when we decided we had to write it. Holly, do you want to dive into this or I'll either?
Well, I would say that we just shot emails back and forth constantly. I was able to, at one time when Kathy and I decided we were going to send the proposal together, I was able to make a trip out to visit her, and we were able to pull everything together, and we made that one trip that I made out there to the Oregon coast, which was wonderful. And then we actually walked down to the mailbox together, and we mailed our proposal to the editor, I mean, to the publisher, together. And I remember that was a really big deal for us that we got to do that together.
Yeah.
But most of the writing, and from then on, Kathy and I have never lived in the same place, except for when our husbands were at school, and Kathy was actually at that same school one time for 10 months. And that's the only time out of all of these years that we've ever lived in the same place. So it's all been virtual. And so to tell any military spouse that you have to be someplace to be able to write the book. And the same thing with our 1001 book with Tara and Star. It was all virtual, that we would just shoot emails back and forth and talk on the phone when we could. But actually, we didn't talk on the phone that much, to be honest.
Yeah, we did a whole lot
of
email, that's for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Well, guys, we should take a really quick commercial break. We don't want you to go anywhere, though. We've got about 15 minutes left in the show. Let us run a couple quick commercials here, and we'll be right back with more. Sound good?
Okay. Great.
All right, guys, don't forget the AWN Core Team has some fun discussion taking place and a giveaway over in our Twitter chat. We've got still two Starbucks, $5 Starbucks cards, I think. We're waiting on – we got an answer for the first one, I think. We're waiting on – we're going to put the second one out there. So twitter.com
Sarah,
slash Army Wife
Network.
Can I
say one quick thing? If you all come back, we'll also give away one book. So if we can figure out a way to do that.
Well, a book and – that's awesome. All right. Well, make sure you come back. Use the hashtag ArmyWife to follow along and participate. We're going to find out more about Military Spouse Journey. So, guys, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more information on Army Wife Talk Radio.
Army Wife Talk Radio salutes our soldiers.
You're a grand old flag, you're a high flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heartbeat to me, the red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. What should old acquaintance be forgot? Keep your eye on the grand old flag.
This is Maria Murphy with Simply Put Together and the Me Minute. Today we're going to be talking about the importance of touch. Research has concluded time and time again that we humans need touch. Touch makes us happier, it makes us feel whole, feel connected, and improves our mood. But the older we get, the less touch we experience. So what we need to do is find a way to get touched. And no, I don't just mean sex. If your spouse is deployed, you really need a B plan. So touch can come from your spouse, when they're available, your kids, hugging friends, cuddling with your pet. What's important is to recognize that we do need touch. It improves our sense of happiness and connectedness with the world around us. This is Maria Murphy with Simply Put Together in the Me Minute. You can go to simplyputtogether.com and sign up for my free e-letter and get a free copy of my e-book, 30 Minutes for Me.
Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Interactive empowerment for Army wives.
Well, welcome back to the show. We're talking with Kathy Hightower and Holly Scherer, authors of Military Spouse Journey, Discover the Possibilities and Live Your Dreams. Kathy and Holly are military spouses who have written and presented workshops for military spouses of all services since 1994. And before we went to break, we were talking about how they ended up writing that book together, virtually. Yay! All right, well, let's talk about the book covers and it talks about following your own dreams as you move through the military, but a lot of people are going to say, I don't think that's possible. And this is one of my favorite things that you guys talk about because you really do think it's possible. At least I think you do. I know you do. So what do you do to get us to that point, though?
Well, here's one thing. Oh, go ahead. Sorry. Holly,
no,
go ahead.
This truly is my most exciting part about our work that we do. The work, again, is based on research from the happiness research, and this is just one key to happiness is finding out what it is that you want to do in life and how to move forward in that life. So that's one of the four keys that one of the five keys that we talk about. But this is my favorite because what we do in our workshops and in our book is that we challenge military spouses to share a goal or a dream that they have, and especially we love the ones that they say, well, this is not possible because of military life. And we ask them to come up in our workshops, and we have a flip chart up, and we say, okay, so tell us your dream. They tell us the dream. They put it down in the middle of what their dream is. Then we say, so how can you work toward that dream right now, right here at Fort Rucker, Alabama, or wherever it is? And then they tell us. And they typically come up with maybe four or five different ways that they could work toward the dream. And then we tell them, and they're not allowed to say another word, and we open it up to the audiences that are there, and we ask them to shoot out answers. Tell us ideas of how they can work toward this dream right now, right here at Fort Rucker, Alabama, whatever it is. So, and the ideas just explode all over the paper, that everybody has so many wonderful ideas. And then we ask the person who is, it's their dream, we ask them to pick one of the things that they saw or heard or triggered an idea at all. Could they pick something to work on in the next 2 weeks? But what we're trying to show them there is that when we have an idea of how we want to move toward a goal or a dream, we kind of have our own little, Kathy, you call them our little rat trails, that, you know, we have our own little path that we think this is pretty much how I could do it. But then when you open it up to others and you have that second right answer, that third right answer, when you look outside and have somebody else help you think of other ideas, then that possibility is just opened up. And that is the exciting part, and that's where my eyes get really bright and excited, as well as the person who is standing there and it's their dream. Oh, my gosh, I never thought of that. I could do that. And that you can move forward, and that is what the research shows. Here's the real key. The research in happiness shows that it's not attaining that goal or that dream that will bring you that joy and life satisfaction. What brings you that joy and life satisfaction is the fact you've identified what it is, you're taking steps, you're taking action toward it in some manner, and that is the journey part of it. And that is embracing that journey is what really brings you that joy and happiness in life, and that having these people help you come up with second and third right answers of how to move forward is such an exciting part of the process. And we talk about how to do that in our book, and certainly we do that in our workshop.
Well, you know, I want to say quickly.
Go ahead.
Say quickly that so often we think we have a dream that's impossible because of military life. It's because we only see that one way to go. And that's why it takes, you know, really bringing in all these other ideas that, you know, we will say, we think most dreams are possible, probably just not in the way you thought originally. It's going to be a different path, a different journey with some detours and some different twists that you hadn't thought of. And it may be much richer in the long run, so... that's where we stand with that.
Especially for military spouses. You know, we look at our peers back home that are not military spouses or living this life, and we see them moving forward in things, and our journey is going to be so much different than theirs. Ours is going to be different. It's going to be lots of twists and turns, but it's going to be so much richer than the ones our friends back home will have it. And that's the part where if you don't have experience in living this life, which none of us have, you know, because this is our journey, that it's going to be different. And so that's why it's helpful to have people who can share wisdom of how to move forward.
Well, you also mentioned that there's five keys to happiness. So can you tell us what those five keys are?
I'll run through them very quickly and say that with each one, what we do is we show them, okay, how can you make that work in a military life in more depth with, you know, additional resources. The very first, the most important, well, one of the most important is having a strong positive support structure, whether family, friends, relationship. We spend a lot of time on how to make friends, how to strengthen your relationship with your spouse, and how to build community as you move. Second is having a strong faith, a belief in something greater than yourself, and the importance of gratitude, and we have exercises in the importance of that. Third is experiencing and also acknowledging, noticing, paying attention to simple daily joys impacts your happiness to a great deal. And we have exercises to get you, you know, really looking at that. And then what we were just talking about, knowing what you want and working towards it in some manner is crucial to your happiness. And again, it's the working towards it. It's engaging in life. It's not achieving a big dream that brings the joy. It's that working towards it, taking steps. And then finally, using your strengths for the greater good in some manner, and that can be one-on-one with a child, it can be with a stranger in the street, it can be in a really building a big program. We spend a lot of time on that. So those are the five keys. We, you know, we cover a lot about that, and then we also have parts of the book that sort of address other aspects of these things that tie into military life.
All right, and before we have a couple, just a couple minutes left, but I want you guys to share some examples before we go of your favorite ones, if you each have a favorite one, about military spouse success stories that they've maybe been to your event and heard you, or you just think they're awesome and want to share. Tell us about some of the stuff you've learned.
Can I just share Anita Roots real quickly? This one comes to mind, and we do talk about this in the book, but we also have other stories. She came up to us at a workshop we were doing, came up and asked if I was the author of the book. This was our earlier edition, and I said yes, and she gave me this big hug and said, "You changed my life. I love you," which is a great way to start a seminar, let me tell you. What happened with her, we love about this is she stumbled on our book, and she worked out to prove that we were wrong. She was convinced that our plan would only work for certain kinds of dreams, whereas we're trying very much to have people look at holistic dreams, and we believe that this can apply to all aspects. And in her case, she had wanted to be in theater and actually be a drama teacher, but she'd looked into it and realized with moving it was going to be difficult. So she was switching to a counseling degree. She decided to go for her counseling degree and got partway through that and realized she really didn't like doing that. That wasn't her. It never had been. So she decided to take all the steps we had in our book. She did the exercises. She followed this idea of looking for the second, third right answer. She had all this thing. So with each move, she was able to find a way to do something towards her drama teacher dream. In overseas, where she couldn't take courses, she got involved with community theater and got her kids involved with theater and, you know, ended up doing some actually helping with plays. Then she started taking the courses for her drama degree. And then in another place, that was not available. So her husband came up with the second right answer because of this plan and said, "Well, you need your teaching certificate too." So then she got her education degree. So by the last time we talked to her, she was already lined up to teach classes and to produce her first play. And she was able to do that with all the moves, even though she was convinced ahead of time that was not going to be possible.
But so it wasn't. Again, and that's what you guys do.
Yeah, just second right answer, third right answer, we can help you with it. And
yeah,
we open ourselves.
It's
can email us with questions, and we will help you with your ideas and dreams.
Well, I think went on to Facebook to give away a book, and so we'll get with you guys on who won that book. And,
Yay!
And then before we go, because we've only got a couple of minutes left, actually we've only got a minute left, tell us where our listeners can go to find out more.
MilitarySpouseJourney.com or Military Spouse Journey on Facebook. Either of those places.
All right, Military Spouse Journey on Facebook. So facebook.com/MilitarySpouseJourney or MilitarySpouseJourney.com. Well, you guys, thanks so much. We really appreciate you being here.
Our hope is that everyone's going to start thinking about what is important to them for 2014 and how they want to, what do they want to do for 2014 for themselves, and let us be part of that. We will also be following people on our Facebook about dreams, about moving forward, and we'll be there to help, to share stories and inspiration and to help people along. So come on over, and we'll see if we can help you move forward.
If you go to MilitarySpouseJourney.com, there are a couple of free things to download and get you started right away.
Perfect. All right, ladies, hugs all around, and I will talk to you guys very soon. But thank you so much for giving up some of your 2014 January 6th tonight and being with us.
Oh. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Paula and Tara. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Listeners, join us next week, January 13th. We are featuring Lieutenant Colonel Patricia. I almost said Patrick. Patricia Rojo. She would be very upset with me. The Surgeon General Commander, United States Army Medical Command. We are going to discuss the performance triad and why it's so important for our health and why our family involvement is key to influencing the Army family and sustaining the Army family's efforts. And so General Rojo is going to be on to talk about that triad. If you've not heard of it from your soldier, we're going to learn all about it and then learn why it's important for us to support our soldiers.
Great show. But in the meantime, join us on ArmyWifeNetwork.com or any of our social media arenas, or catch up with one of the many of our bloggers sharing the journey at LovingASoldier.com.
All right, guys, that's Interactive Empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives, and this is Army Wife Network's Core Team signing out. Have a great week.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.